Welcome to Faith Victory Ministries International with Pastor Charles Entry. Please prepare your hearts and your minds to receive this great revelation from the Holy Spirit. May the Lord God bless you.
Everyone is very welcome, and we thank God for your lives, for the wonderful things that the Lord God is doing in our lives. We have a word from the living God today that we titled, The Battle Axe of the Lord. The Battle Axe of the Lord. You know, without delay, in the book of Luke chapter 16 and the verses 8, this is a statement from our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus made this statement by saying that he said, the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. The children of this world, in their generation, they are wiser than the children of light. Children of light are the children of God. Children of the world are devil's children. So Christ said that they are more wiser than us in this world. It is their world. They know the system. But in Matthew chapter 10 and the verses 16, Jesus said, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. So you can see that you are dealing with a world where wisdom is being operated by the people of that system. They know the system. They are wise to it. But the Lord said that you also have to be wise as the serpent is wise, knowing that you have been sent, you are on assignment into the world. So you want to make sure that you are not neglecting the purpose of you being here in this world. In John 17, he said, we are in the world, but we are not from the world. We are here, and we are on assignment. I sent you here. Jesus said he sent you here. That is, you see, the reason why I have always been saying that we are not here by ourselves. We are here because God put us here. And if the Lord put you here, it is because God has a purpose for your life. He said, I sent you here. Be wise. Be wise as the serpent and his children that are in the world. They are wiser than you. But the Lord said that you are of the light. And you make sure that you should be able to operate in this world without no one stopping the assignment of God over your life. You have to bring to pass what the Lord has called you to do. We will be talking about so many things today because many are crying because of what the enemy is doing to them, to their families. But the Lord God, you cannot stand one day before Jesus Christ and tell Jesus, Jesus, my auntie killed me, my stepbrother, my stepmother, and all that, complaining before Jesus. Christ will not accept that. So your life right now has to be accepted before Jesus. And the day of judgment, there is nothing that the Lord has against you. He said, my daughter, my son, I have prepared a mansion for you. Go. That's your place. Harmless as doves. Harmless. Be wise and harmless as doves. Please, do not understand the word harmless here as you, like the dove. You are just right there. Anything goes. So they can walk over you. And let me tell you, this is how this world is all about. Many, they don't care about you. They do not care about you. They just want to have their ways. So if you want to be a victim of somebody's craftiness, that is your own business, and the Lord will ask you. Because of that, you are heading to hell. I said it before. I said you cannot come one day and stand before Jesus and be complaining about what somebody has done to you that caused you to die before your time, or that caused you not to be able to fulfill God's assignment in your life. That would be foolishness. Jesus will open hell wider for you to go in and burn you. That is a fact. Why? Because I have spoken these things to you before they come to pass. I have spoken these things unto you before it come to pass. So wisdom, and I'm telling you that this world, it is full of craftiness of the devil and his children. Harmless as doves. That does not mean that you are not to be aware of the spiritual principle. We don't kill people. We don't pray for people to die. We are not here for that. What we do is we protect our investment. We protect our lives. We protect this journey that the Lord has set before us. God is not going to do it without you. So your understanding of this journey of life is so important. Many have gone to their graves before their time. And I know that they are going to regret it bitterly, because they did not have understanding of the spiritual principle. God will do it. God will do it until they kill you and you find out that God has not done it. He did it, but you did not know how it works because you didn't want to know. So this world is a whole system, a whole structure. Jesus said, this is their world. This is their world. You are here, but you are not from here. So you're going to have to understand. But you are not from here, but this is where the Lord has put you here. You have to be able to perform your assignment. You have to be able to do what the Lord God has called you to do. So, few things over here. The satanic structure that has been put in this world. Satanic structure that is put in this world. It is definitely fighting against the purpose of Almighty God. And you are one of them. And you are one of them. As far as you are in this world, you are for the purpose of Almighty God, even if you are not fulfilling it. Therefore, devil will fight you with every single strength that he has. Ephesians 6 and the verses 12. Apostle Paul made a statement to the church of Ephesus. And he said unto them, you have to know that this is the tabernacle of the devil himself. This is the domain of Satan, witches and wizards. All kinds of things that they have put in place for you, not to fulfill God's purpose. So he said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. You see, principalities, we are talking about the structure that you are facing. Structure that is battling you. Against principalities, that is one. Powers, that is two. The rulers of darkness of this world, that is three. Spiritual wickedness in high places. At least, if not knowing, we have mentioned four things. And these things, these are military organization. These are military organization. If you are going to talk about, you know, United States Army Force, you are talking about the Air Force, you are talking about the infantry, you are talking about the Navy people. You are talking about, the undercovers and all those. This is what we are talking about here. God is saying that Satan is structured that way. They that are checking for the traffic light and, traffic issues. These are not the military people. So there are ranks, different ranks. The Lord said that these things, these are not, you know, you don't see the car, the police car standing by your side. Because it's a battle that is a spiritual battle. So one needs to get spiritual to know exactly what is going on. It takes the spirit of a man in connection with the Holy Spirit for your eyes, your spiritual eyes, to be open, because it's a different world. He created them both, the visible and the invisible. The visible, we see it. The invisible, it takes another eye to be open so that you can see what is going on in the realm of the spirit. But God did it. Both. So, we are saying that this battle that we are fighting, it is not just what you are going through in the physical only. We thank God. Hebrews 11:3, he said that through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed, were not framed. He said the worlds were framed by the word of God. The worlds, they were framed by the word of God. That the things that we see, they are not made of things which do appear. So in other words, what you are going to see in the physical, what you see, that's not what it is. You have to get into spiritual level to see exactly what is happening behind that sickness, behind that situation, behind your sufferings, behind, you know, the fact that your stagnancy and all that. This is what the word of God tells you. That this is what God himself has done. And there is nothing that is coming to happen in the physical without spiritual manifestation. It has to take place in the realm of the spirit first before it comes to pass. This is the reason why you see yourself in a dream and you have had an accident. You wake up and you realize that you are on your bed. You are still on your bed. You have not had any accident. But if you don't do anything about it, if you are not doing anything about it, it will definitely come to pass. And you said, oh my goodness, I dreamt about it. Who is telling you that you are about to have an accident in your dream? God. God. Satan has no business willing to destroy your life and coming to bring you a dream to tell you that I am about to kill you. It is from your God. It is from your God. So for you to stand. So everyone has to understand what we are dealing with. Life is not as, you know, enjoyment and all that. It's not about that. It is all about the plan of God for your life. So this is the first structure. Look at this. In the book of Psalms, Psalm 91 and the verses 5 and 6. Let me read these two verses. He said, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night. So you see, you can see that there is terror by night. But God says that because of your position, we will talk about it, you are not to be afraid by the terror by night. So night is a time of terror. Night, it is not a time of nightclub. Night, it is not a time of your personal enjoyment. Night is meant for battle. Because somebody, Satan, this structure that we have been talking about, at night they operate. They are operating and operating heavenly by what? Terrifying people's life. Number two, you should not be afraid for the arrow that fleeth by day. So you can see that already Satan and his groups are working 24/7. Because daytime, he said that they are throwing darts, arrows against people's life. Night, they are terrifying people's life. And daytime, battle continues. Battle continues. Father, I thank you for this morning. You have made me so great. I'm blessed, Lord. You have to make sure that your blessings are truly established in the realm of the spirit. Because yes, you have finished just halfway the battle. Then day is also ahead of you. And what he did at night that couldn't get you, they still have 12 hours to operate in the daytime by throwing arrows. So when you get to your workplace over there, you have to know that anything can be used against you. Anything can be used against you. Because it's not about them. It is not about them, it's about you. If someone has made himself or herself as a vessel, mighty vessel, in the hand of the devil, you cannot stop that person's life But you can protect your life against their arrows. You have to protect your lives against their craftiness. They might know or they might not know. For sure, devil is using them against you. You have to protect yourself. So, daytime, he said, nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness, and nor the destruction that wasted at noonday. Hey, I said 24/7, but this one here, it is 24/7 of busyness in wickedness. They are busy. Hey, you cannot expect anything from darkness. You cannot expect anything good from the wicked one. And you just have to be conscious about it. You have to be conscious. Set your eyes on your children, making sure that everything is right before they step out to school. Release them onto school by the power of the Holy Ghost. What they are going to eat, where they are going to play, people that they are going to be mingled in, all their mind to be set right, to receive what they are going to teach them. It's not everything that they have to take. And one has to have a clear understanding that this battle from this scripture here is not a joke. You can see it yourself that God put you here. He wants you to live your life and glorious life that he wants you to live. But there is a whole structure. Your marriage, you said that you want to marry. This is the man that I want. I love him and all this. And we thank God for that. And that's what God wants. But there is an opposition. Marriage is not for heaven. It's just for here. But we are here for the assignment. And marriage, it's God's will. It's God's covenant for your happiness. And bringing forth the purpose of God. He said you shall bring forth godly children. But there we go. This case has become thorns in your flesh. This marriage has become a hassle and you wonder, you know, someone, I mean, do I have to marry? Pastor, is it okay for me to marry? Sometimes I wonder why I am in this marriage. Devil had entered. This is why you are wondering these things. The enemy has come in by the time that you are sleeping. Marriage is a good thing. And you are to battle. You are to battle to keep every single thing that God gives you. You have to battle. The Lord is good and God blesses before he even put us here. But watch us. Watch us. The ones that are not even serving him. This is the reason why Jesus said they are wiser than we are. We hold wonderful things. We are careless about these things and allow the enemy to come in and destroy our homes, taking our blessings and all that. Wisdom to the children of light. This is what Jesus Christ is talking about here. It's not God's glory for us to be moving around richer than poverty and all that. It's not God. It's not honoring God. Who is the father out there? And be pointing. You know, people are pointing him. This son over there, that is his father over there. Look at that useless boy. Useless boy, useless father. That's what they are not saying it. They are not insulting you. They are insulting the boy. Who brought up that boy? He said, like mother, like daughter. Let me tell you, like mother, like children. Like father, like children. Like daughter, like parents. Like son, like parents. So you as a mother, you cannot look at the behavior of your son when things are not right and say, I know. This is the same as your father. It's not the same as his father. You are also part of it. Understand this. It's not a time to battle, you know, against one another. It's a time to stand and understand the covenant of the living God, and both of you come in agreement, in love, and stand against the works of the enemy. This is what we are talking about here. Every area of our lives. Watch this. In the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 10, and the verse is 12 to 14. Daniel, a wise man in the land of Babylon, come to find out that God has wonderful plans for the Israelites. Through books, he said, I'm going to seek God's face for the purpose of God to be established over our lives. So Daniel prayed. And the very first day that he prayed, heavens were open. And God said, at least one of my children that have understood my works, what I have said I was going to do for them. So it is not automatic. God has said it. You also have to stand here and call upon the power from above. The things that are hanging over your life, the blessings, pull them down. God will not come and force things on you. If you don't want it, what is it? He has given it. But they are spiritual things. Daniel understood it. He understood it and he stood and he prayed. First day that he prayed, God sent an angel. Go and give Daniel the answer. Let me tell you, our prayers, it is our communication to our Father Almighty God. Our prayers, they are activating heavenly resources in our lives. Our prayers are bringing forth heavenly mandates, manifestations of what God has called you to be here for. It takes a man that will come and stand before Almighty God. The man prayed. Angel is sent for the answer. Now, the angel was so much battling from where Daniel was. So in Daniel 10, 12, 14, he said that, then the angel said unto Daniel, Daniel feared not because he just appeared suddenly before Daniel. Don't be afraid, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thy heart to understand and to chastise thyself before God, thy words were heard, and I come for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me. And I remained there, he said, and I remained there with the king of Persia. Now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days. For yet the vision is for many days. Hallelujah. For yet the vision is for many days. The day that you set your heart to call upon heaven for what the Lord God has promised concerning his people, concerning your life. That same day, God opened heaven and sent forth an angel for your answer. This is the word from the mouth of the angel that was sent to Daniel. The angel said, Daniel, as I was coming, the prince of the kingdom of Persia, principalities of Persia. When we were talking about the Ephesians 6:12 that we were talking about, we fight not against flesh and blood, principalities and powers and dominions, rulers of darkness or not. This is, you know, they are structured where you are. You are in the domain of the devil. There is a structure when your car is running on the street. There is something called car plate. Out of that car plate, they have also given you a license. If they want to check you, they say, let me see your license. That's the first thing. They go to their computer in the car. This is what you don't see. They type your plate number, and everything of you is just right there. This one, they have suspended his license. He's not supposed to be driving. Police said, you are going with us. This is the structure that the devil has put in place that is resisting the angel of the Lord. So you can see that things are not automatic. For 21 days, the first day that he prayed, heaven sent an angel. Why is the angel showing up after 21 days? Battle. He was being battled. The angel of God was being battled by powers. For what purpose? So that your destiny will never come to pass. So that you cannot fulfill. So that he can finish you. Finish your children. And they will be standing there and say, don't mind him, I have finished him. spiritual principle, and these things are recorded in the Bible. This is the structure that we are dealing with. But I say this, it is their world, the powers of darkness that are flying over and over. We saw it together, night, they are terrifying people. Daytime, they are moving around, throwing darts of wickedness in people's life, causing accidents, bringing forth diseases, carrying evil assignment on people, all kinds of things. But we have also seen that the domain is being protected by their powers. You cannot move to United States airspace and just do what you want with your aircraft and go away. Because it's their domain and they have to protect it. So I say this. Your home, your house, you're going to also have to do something about it. If the countries around U.S. are careless about their airspace, and for someone to come there and do whatever that they want, that doesn't mean that they can come to United States, you know, airspace, and do what they want. You have to protect your surrounding. Satan himself testified of Job. He was seeing Job's house. Job's house was always on fire. Fire surrounding Job's house all the time. God said, "Have you checked my son Job?" Satan said, "God, why are you being so, how can I check Job? Job, every time that I'm going, I see fire in Job's house. I am not stupid to go and burn myself." So you can keep fire in your house. Your surrounding has to be what? Fire. Your children, they have to come under the covenant of what? Fire. So that when they see them, they cannot operate what they want to give to them. It will not work. This is what we are talking about here. Every area of your life has to come under that umbrella of power, because you have understanding. If not, anything and everything is allowed for the devil to use against you. They can use anything. Can use your children. They can use your husband. They can use your work, people at your workplace. They can use even yourself. You have become your own enemy. You come to a point, the only thing you think of is the makeup. Today I'm going to make it a little. You see, you are lost. You are lost. So this is what we are talking about today. The point is this. Jesus Christ has done so much for us. That is why we hold that power. Daniel didn't stop praying. Daniel did not stop praying. He was praying till the 21 days. Heaven find out that Daniel's prayer is still coming forth. So what is going on? Then Angel Michael has to be sent to come for the battle, to help for the battle. There are ranks. Ranks of issues, ranks of angels. So you have to stand. The one that the Lord God has called into his mighty power, nobody curses that person. If you understand the principles, spiritual principles, and you know that God's hand is upon you and you stand right, let me tell you, let Satan himself come. He cannot touch you. He can't do anything to your children. He cannot touch your marriage. He cannot touch your destiny. And he can never, never stop you from your assignment. There is a story about King Balak and Prophet Balaam. Let me give. Balak, king, saw the Israelites by the time that the Lord is moving them from Egypt to Canaan land. They came to the shore of his city. He doesn't want them to cross the city. So he said, "I have to find a way to stop these people, because I have heard much about them. I have heard that sea was parted into two. They were able to go through. I heard that fire is leading them at night and pillar of cloud in the daytime. I have heard them having power, but power surpasses power. I cannot allow these people to move and cross my city. So he went and called a prophet of God called Balaam. Said, Balaam, I have a problem here. And I know you are a man of power. You are a man of God. I need you to come and curse these people for me. Stop them. You have to see it as somebody that is willing to destroy your life. And it's moving around. Whatever, it's not like we have done, probably you have even done good to them. Good. All the money that you have been sending home, please, you are trying as much as possible to elevate the level of the family. This old poverty family home, you want to rebuild it. They look at you, they say, look at this small boy. He wants to challenge us because he's in America now. He wants to show us that he has money. We will see. What much that you have been sending so that at least the family will get to another level. Some people are born into valleys. Some are born on top of mountains. And we have a proverb that says that if you are born on top of a mountain, it doesn't take you time to grow because by the time you are born, you are already up there. In other words, the family is well established. They don't have to do much. Some of us, not even in the valleys that we are born, they dig a hole and then we... You have to struggle and struggle and struggle and struggle before you come to valley level. Simple elementary school fees is already a problem in the family. It's amazing, you know, sometimes it's just, I remember high school, I saw some young guys coming to school, you know, with flashy cars, and I said, hey, there are differences among the students. You just see the situation and you know that you are not at that level. You're going to have to work hard and you have to understand it and work hard. That doesn't mean that life is closed over your life. You can make it. You can still make it. It takes understanding. That's all. That's all. That is why we talk to our children. We make sure that they are getting the right wisdom. You see, it's not every trend that you have to follow and put pressure upon your parents. The world is already running with numbers. They started with the I, 4, 3, 5, 6, and it is going. So if you will be following the numbers, you can catch up. What they can afford, the parent can afford and has given you, understand that this is meant to bring you to a higher height, giving you the opportunity to become somebody in life. You don't see yourself now as in America, and now we do as we are in Rome. Don't do as you are in Rome. Do as your condition is in your home. In your home. You have to know the state of the family and not be putting unnecessary pressure. Not just only the children. Parents also. Parents. Upon all that we have been saying, you know, you are the one that is causing so much problem because pressure. You are always listening to the source, what they are saying from outside. How are they going to see my family? How are they saying? I mean, why are you caring about their judgment? You better make sure that your life is right in the sight of Almighty God. Is this family accepted in the sight of God? Where Akosua Mensah is just out there and be catching up with people's noises. Today, lays one. Tomorrow, lays two. You don't have the means. And the little thing you are fighting your husband. Oh, I even regret marrying you. He didn't say it. He also regrets. He's regretting. Coming down for the purpose of the living God. Balak. Bringing Balaam in. Come and curse them for me. What is it that the Israelites have done? They are just on their way to the Canaan land. You are on your way to your blessing land. But somebody has vowed that you will not make that route. You will not. So whatever that they have to do, if their own witch will not be enough, they will contact the community witch. And if the community witchcraft is not enough, we will go to the higher level shrine, fitting shrines, and etc., etc. Come and curse these people for me. Numbers 23, verse 19 and 20. So, he said, Balaam told Balak when he looked unto the Israelites, and he told Balak, he said, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Had he said and shall not do it, or had he spoken and shall he not make it good? In other words, as we said before, the Lord had already a plan for your life. He wants to take you to your land of blessings. The land he had already blessed for you. He wants to make this journey with you. If you understand that the journey is not going to be as smooth as you think, but God is with you. And what the Lord God has said, he is not a man to lie and he will not repent, meaning that he will not cancel that plan. So the land and the blessing is waiting for you. If only you can make it with him. If only you can make it with him. This is what Balaam told Balak. And he said, verse 20 of Numbers 23, behold, I have received commandment to bless. And he had blessed. And I cannot reverse it. I have received, you know, they see you if you hold power. Whatever that anyone will do, it will backfire in their strength in the name of Jesus Christ. Only one thing that a child of God needs to understand. You are moving with a holy God. A God that hates sin, but he loves sinners to bring them to a higher height. So if you see yourself as someone, a sinner, but you don't want to entertain sins in your life, the Lord will fight your battle. We staying away from sin, we will definitely make it to our Canaan lands. Numbers 23 and the verses 21. He said, Balak, you need to understand, this Israelite, God had not beheld iniquity, neither had he seen perverseness in them. The Lord is God and is with him. And the shout of a king is among them. Hallelujah. Hey, they will go there. Call your family name. They want to know all your children, your husband, and everyone else. From a dirty calabash water, you will be surprised. You are in America. They are calling you from a far village in your country. The place of that fetish priest, the shrine, is as dirty as you can never imagine. The priest himself is as poor as you can never imagine. They will call upon your name. You are here in America. And they will stab you with a knife and you have a heart attack. You just imagine this. This is what we are dealing with. But indeed, If there is no room for the enemy in your life, if you are not entertaining sin in your life, they will call your name and the name of Jesus will answer. My goodness. Drinkers of blood, they shall drink their own blood. In John 14 and the verses 30, Jesus Christ made a statement. He was in the world here. He said, I saw Satan coming. He said, the prince of this world, he's coming. But he had nothing in me. He cannot touch me because I am not part of him and I don't have anything of him. You cannot be binding Satan when Satan is protecting you. You want to stand right and see the fulfillment of God in your life? Every single thing that you know is not of God, you have to let it go. You have to let it go. If you want God's protection over your life, you know, that is why we see ourselves and we have nothing. We have nothing. We are going to sleep. Father, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we commit ourselves into your mighty hands. Watch over our children. Watch over this home in Jesus' name. And we say, amen. Oh, we are sleeping. But we have seen it. But that by the time you said in Jesus' name, they have also finished their meeting or they are on their way because they are giving you only 2 hours and you'll be in deep sleep. That's the time they are coming. They don't need keys. They do not need keys. These are spirit beings. The next thing you know, they appeared in that room, just right there. If there is no power protecting you, you will be dead gone. They wake up in the morning, find you dead, say, hey, this place has become very scary. Just yesterday, he was eating fufu with us. Yes, but today, he cannot. Because he's no more. But if you are under God's protection, by the time you said amen, heaven has recorded. Angels have been assigned. The room is full of power. Light is everywhere. And whomsoever that has been sent, the moment that they come, if they are not seeing the fire around, sometimes God just wants to teach them a lesson. He will behave like there is no protection. Uh-huh. And then they will. Oh, we have seen these things. We have seen these things. Only the one that came to attack you can testify the protection that was over you. But I know they are liars, so they don't tell the truth. This is the reason why they are also battling you physically. Because they know that spiritually you are under God's covenant. So they are looking for a loophole to come in. So if you don't have wisdom in the physical realm, they are coming and they are going to provoke you. So you sin against your God and you will fall under God's punishment because of sin. That is another way. This is exactly what Balak received from Balaam. He said, these people, I cannot curse them. Because they are blessed. But you know what? Come, I will tell you a secret. For money, he told the king, you see, these people, they are under divine protection. King Balak, don't forget about the money that we talk about. Okay. If you can only let them mingle with your people, they will sin against their God, and their God will punish them. Secret. Secret. This is to tell you that the enemy has no room over your life as far as you stand right with your God and staying away from sin. They want to. They will try to, but they cannot. They cannot. Hallelujah. I want to finish. Please give me time. Satan, we said Satan has no power over you. Numbers 23. And the verse is 22 to 26. Balaam testified, he said, God brought the Israelites out of Egypt. He had, as it were, the strength of an unicorn. Surely, Balak, let me tell you, surely there is no enchantment against the Israelites. Neither is there any divination against them. They will try and try and try and try, no avail. They will come to find out that indeed they can do nothing against you. I pray for somebody here that the power of the living God, the Holy Ghost, and the grace of God will be overshadowing your life, that you shall accomplish all that God has called you to do. In the name of Jesus Christ. Among people that devil has listed this year to kill them, anyone whose name is mentioned, I cancel it in the name of Jesus Christ. How do you maintain this position of strength that God has given you? Prayer. 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 Jeremiah 23 and the verses 29. The Lord said, my son, understand this. It's not my word like as fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. They are boasting of their power. Let them come. By the time that they reach there, then they will find out who has the ultimate power. You continue praying. Pray. That is all that the Lord needs from you. He said, my word is like fire. You speak it and let the word go forth. Jeremiah 51 and the verses 20 and 23. We are bringing everything to an end. God said, thou art my battle axe and weapons of war. Watch this. God is not going to do it alone. God said that you are his battle axe and the weapon of war. For with you, he said, with thee will I break in pieces nations, and with thee will I destroy kingdoms. Hallelujah. I pray for somebody here, that you, your home, your children, your life become a mighty weapon in the hand of Almighty God. God said, it is with you. Verse 21, and with you I will break in pieces the horse and his rider. And with you I will break in pieces the chariots and his rider. With thee also I will break in pieces man and woman, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. With you. God said, it is with you. It is not automatic. It is what? With you. With you. Every man that will stand on your way, every woman that will stand on your way, any nation that will be against you, either they come by chariots, they come by horses. God said that by you, with you, I will break them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. A mighty weapon in the hand of Almighty God. With you, I will break in pieces old and young. With thee, I will break in pieces young man and the maid. With thee also, break in pieces with thee the shepherd and his flock. And with thee will I break in pieces the husbandman and his yoke of oxen. And with thee will I break in pieces captains and rulers. Hallelujah. There is nothing left. There is no position. God is using you to break anything that will stand against you. It is written in the Bible. We have read it together. At night, God said that I am the one who gave wisdom for anyone to do anything. Whatever weapon that they will come up with, it shall not prosper over your life. Never. Never. So they will try and try and try and try. Every time that they come, God will stand. The Lord will stand for you. He will stand for your children. He will stand for your assets. He will protect you day and night. Now, I said something. Do you know the reason why? With much afflictions that were afflicted upon Joseph by his own family members, brothers. After Joseph has become a prime minister and famine in the land, they were sent to come and get food from Egypt, where Joseph is a prime minister. As soon as they get there, as soon as they got into Egypt, Joseph saw them and recognized them right away. But they did not recognize Joseph. You know why? Because the wicked, he doesn't change. He's always in the same position. The same position. Some of them, when we see them, you wonder if they are the ones that have been eating that big money that you sent. They are the same. They have not changed. The same. The same. But as far as you are concerned, because of the power of God and the life of God in your life, we tell God, we say, Lord, don't kill them yet. Give them long life to see what you have made of me. In Numbers 23 and the verses 22 to 26. So, Balaam, in the blessings, he said, according to this time, it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what had God wrought? In other words, what have God done? It is coming to be seen. It is coming to be seen. Everyone that is mocking you today, your condition, your situation is not your conclusion. It's not. The Lord has a little time. He said, they shall see. Verse 24, behold, the people, they shall rise up as a great lion and lift up himself as a young lion. He shall not lie down until he eat of the prey and drink blood of the slain. And Balak said unto Balaam, neither curse them at all, nor bless them at all. But Balaam answered and said to Balak, told not I thee, saying, all that the Lord speaketh, that I must do. Hallelujah. They have come to a point that every trial is completely unsuccessful. They want to see you in the pit, you are on the mountain. They wanted to see everything crumble around you, you are flying. You are now have become an eagle that is soaring. You are blessed and your children are blessed. Prosperity has become your home. My Lord and my Savior protects you day and night. Power is over your family. Sicknesses are not upon you. Diseases are canceled. Every enchantment is not working. Divinations has been canceled. Power is released in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Balak was shocked. He said, I brought you to curse these people. Look at what you have done. You have blessed them every time you open your mouth. He said, I told you, King Balak, your money, I have taken it. But these people, they will still increase. May the Lord God bless you. May the Lord God bless your generations. From generation to generation, there shall always be people from your family that shall call upon the name of the living God. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the Lord God bless you. Amen. God bless you.
You just received a word from Pastor Charles Entry at Faith Victory Ministries International. For more messages and other great resources to help you grow in your walk with Christ, please be sure to visit us at faithvictoryministries.org. That's faithvictoryministries.org. And may God continue to bless you.